And then we got Janet, who's going to be in the call. I can't be proud of, you know, humility, caring about people, someone who just loves helping. If you're an entrepreneur, your job is to do the best you can for your business, more than you would for a job you need to do for yourself. You don't be a entrepreneur, be an entrepreneur. And the reason why I asked Jana to be on the call is because I think Jana's an entrepreneur. She's not a entrepreneur. She's an entrepreneur. The minimum on the five-year fix is 100K. So it's just a conversation. We do have other options for when there's less, but it's a conversation starter. So guys, here's what I would tell you. If you have a conversation and if they have less than 100,000, someone just text me that. We have other avenues that might not be as good, okay? And then, but we do have, like for instance, there's some buckets, there's some annuities we have where you can stick a little bit in a fixed bucket, a little bit in an index bucket, and give them the best of both worlds. So this is just a door opener. If they had, just think of it that way, it's a door opener. I would never want to say, hey, it's $100,000 minimum on the go. I would like to let people know, hey, where they are. But the reason why it's $100,000 minimum, because there's a cost of processing an annuity, managing an annuity, and that's just where the carrier happened to pick, as I get a couple of questions on that, why they picked that number is 100K, because they know that that's their sweet spot, 100 and over. The other thing too is that those people that have that sitting out there are also going to be possibly thinking about maybe doing index universal life, college savings for their kids, additional life insurance for their family. We have other avenues, other products that can help them fix indexed annuities, where we've had products that over the last 4 years have almost doubled people's money, and that's the Atlantic Coast product. So with no downside risk. So understand those products, get a Sherpa involved, be the conversational starter. That's a great product just to be a conversational starter. It's a good way to do an email drip campaign to your client base. But I would tell you this, emails alone aren't going to get you a lot of business. You're going to have to follow up a phone call. So if you're going to do an email campaign, maybe email out 10 people, leave 10 messages, see who you can get a hold of, and then rinse and repeat. You know, this is where I would be going through my entire book of business if I was somebody, and I would be emailing, calling. And I would literally put blocks of time. And the neat thing about this is you can do this during the day, because people think about their money all day long. We're not calling on them for mortgage protection off a lead. We're calling our actual customer and turning them into a client. So that database that we have is ours to utilize, and we're not bound by hours with that. I mean, I would maybe think that this is during business hours more than not, is when I want to reach out to people, because they're thinking about this when they're up. They're thinking about this when they go to work every day. How much do they lose? How many years more do they have to work now because they didn't have us? Think about that. So I was super proud of Jana being an entrepreneur, going out, making it happen, coming to the trainings, being at trainings and coming to stuff. And I'm even surprised sometimes when I see her at a training, like, man, you're at a training. And it's just, she's always happy. She's always excited to be at the training. She's always sitting up front or near the front, trying to learn, taking notes and being in the moment. I think when you come to a training, we have a boot camp in Cleveland. And like I said, Steve got his boot camp. And I want to do one last announcement on National Life. They are now on the term 100,000 up, approving all the way to elite again. So elite, standard, preferred, select, all now back in the game. So you don't have to do 200,001 to get that. It's now automatic. So I saw a couple go through last week. It started last week and it's already gone through. And that was Kyle actually had his two cases go through and both auto approved. One was preferred, one was elite. So congratulations on that, Kyle. But anyways, back to Jana. She literally exudes wanting to help people. She doesn't act like a salesperson. She doesn't try to sell. She's just a true need identifier and problem solver. And I just wanted to kind of interview her today. And I asked Tuba if he can interject if he wants, because he knows a lot more about the coaching and training on Jana than anybody. But I asked Jana just to be on the call today because I just wanted to give an interviewer, because I wanted to hear the people overcomplicate stuff. And I think Jana keeps everything very, very simple. And she's learning and becoming very knowledgeable, but she's not becoming a life insurance salesperson. And I think when you get to that point where you start to sell this stuff, it gets more difficult. And she's just really being an amazing need identifier and problem solver. So Jana, are you there?
Hi. Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for the very nice things you said. That's That's very.
Well, you can hear the smile on your voice when you talk, like as you're talking right now. So you posted the picture of you smiling. You had this grin of happiness. And I actually had texted Jana yesterday because I saw the numbers that she did, and I said, hey, I wish you didn't have school. I'd have you on the call. And you're like, well, I don't have school. So I was like, awesome. So, which we get blessed with having you on a conference call on a Monday morning. So thank you very much. And I'm glad you got a day off. So let's just out of curiosity, let's just talk about last week. Kind of walk us through how these five applications came about in a $20,000 plus week from someone who's got a full-time job that does this part-time. Because I think this is a business that if this is your business, I look at this as my business. So I don't look at this as a part-time business. I look at a full-time business. And even when I had a job, Janet, because I started off like you part-time, I always thought of my business as full-time, even though it was a part-time business because I had a job. But, you know, it was funny. I caught myself during the day thinking about what that was going to do after I got off. I would take notes on stuff I had to do when I was like on breaks during my job. So I still always was thinking business and my business and how do I grow my business. So I just wanted to kind of learn a little bit about your week and how it came about.
I think it does change when I started treating this like a full-time business, because if I want a different lifestyle, then I have to treat this like it's a full-time business. And so when I started to do that, I saw a big, that was part of the reason why I saw a big change. Just being transparent, I have somebody who came on who got her tests, went through B leads, made her first appointment, and just the way that her family is set up right now with being a new mom, she's just not able to run appointments right now. And so she actually makes calls for me for B leads now. And that has been a huge game changer for me as far as filling in time slots. Right. So I call my A leads, I call my referrals, I do all of the like very time sensitive things, but she has filled in my week with B leads. And that has been huge. She's really, really good on the phone. She did inside sales before. And so my first appointment of last week was from her setting a B lead. And it was really warm. When I walked in, it's just been really nice. My next appointment has been some referrals from an A lead. I have one A lead who put in 10. He put in nine IULs on 8 of his children and then one of his grandchildren, and he has just been referring me business like crazy from his friends who he said, look what I've done. I've done this for my kids. And they've said, I want to do that too. So two different people with their children and grandchildren I've been helping. He did not actually get approved for mortgage protection. So we'll wrap back around in a year. But that was really nice that I had built a relationship with him that he is still going to stick with me in a year, even though mortgage protection didn't work out for him right now. And then I have a human that's very close to me. And I did not, when we first sat down, I really thought, you know, this could be so beneficial for her. And I was very excited. This was even before when I first read the rules of engagement, I mean, the rules of engagement, the new rules of retirement, they actually read it too. And so, you know, I spend a lot of time with her. We travel together. We talk on the phone a lot. She lives in Tennessee. And I just would talk to her like she's my friend, and I would tell her about my business, and I would tell her, how I was helping people. And when I learned something new, I told her about it. Right. And a year and a half, I didn't try to sell her. Sometimes I really felt like, oh my gosh, I wish I could just help you right now. She came back in a year and a half with her husband and said, okay, you know, we need to get some, you know, some stuff rolling and everything. And that was really nice. I may be missing an appointment, but.
I've got five apps, and you did five apps. So I think that's your five apps. So I'm writing down. I've been taking notes. So let's talk about the guy that got turned down that sent you all these referrals because he gave you two referrals this week. So here's what's crazy. So it was an A lead. I want people to hear this. It was an A lead that the guy got turned down. However, you were able to help with his grandchildren and his children in the tomb of nine apps that you've done in the past. And then he referred you to two more people. So this one A lead turned into now 9, 10, it looks like 11 or 12 apps, at least 11, right? 11 applications off of one A lead because you followed up and got referrals and stuff.
Yes.
So this is what's so important about this. So the value of an A lead is way more than it appears. And the value of any lead is way more than it appears. So one of the things that I love about you is you're not just looking at the person as that piece of paper and what's on that piece of paper and it's cut and dry like most people do. The reason why it's so important to get in front of clients is they're a network. And if they feel, see, Tana, you have something kind of cool that you really want to help people. And you can hear it in your voice. You even said it to your friend. You want to help her. You share all this stuff with her. You're not pushy. You're just trying to help, help, help. And you're really not selling. You even said it. I didn't want to sell her. And so what happens is when you go into the home, and I'll be honest with you, mine and Katrina, very similar style, very similar, but they feel it. And all of a sudden, their Rolodex, I'm old, their contacts in their cell phone get to opened up to you based on the fact that they really feel like you're doing a good job. They understand the quality of an individual and what you're bringing to the table. And then they want you to help everybody they know. So, you know, that's where it's like your time gets leveraged the best that way. So if you just think you can call on leads all day long and every day, that's your book of business. That one lead would have turned into nothing. Isn't that crazy? But the fact that your mind was open to being like, man, I can't help him, but I can help his kids, his grandkids. And then it turns out help friends. That makes that contact, that information, that person, not only are you helping them, but like they're proud of what they've done. So you said something so interesting. They're so proud of what they did for their grandkids that they're telling their friends. So what's so...
Like, can I tell you where it came from? It didn't just come from me saying, oh, well, we do this and we do that. I only was able to help him because when he said he had life insurance in place, I said, can you go get your policies? And he brought out 10 policies on his children that he already had in place. And I said, let me just not say anything. And at the end, after our application that we put in for him, I said, well, let's go back to your kids. Let's talk about this.
Ooh, so this is, let's take a deep breath. See, a lot of people think, oh, I'm gonna do a lot of this because I interview a lot of agents during the week. And one of the misconceptions is that if you try to do this 100% remote, that it's hard, that'll work. And this is where the disconnect happens. You can't get someone to hand you 10 policies, and then you can't build the relationship you just built in that home, and you can't get all those referrals. So yeah, I think, and I had an agent last night that did a Zoom call. They booked an appointment kind of far away, and they did a Zoom call, and the people no-showed them, and they were a little frustrated. And that can't happen if you're in front of them. So it's getting in front of somebody and being able to help them like you help them is why he's referring you. It's not that because you technically didn't help, this policy didn't get approved, but what you did for all his grandchildren and children, honestly, you changed the course of their financial future. You realize that? You put all these 10 kids and grandkids in a better place and now two friends in a better place.
Wow.
So... And then the other thing was with your friend, the follow-up, it's something you touched on for a year and a half. You're not giving up. Well, you don't give up on your business. What I love about it, you don't give up. You are doing this business because you're gonna do this. But I want to back up just a little bit. Because I remember a boot camp 6 months ago where you were struggling a little bit. And you had basically I think you almost pressing because you wanted to get to a certain point. And you were kind of, you might have been pushing a little bit and you wanted to get to a certain point because you had some time off at school and the summer didn't go like you wanted it to go, or the break didn't like go like you wanted it to go. And I think you're a little frustrated. So I want to go back to that because people get frustrated. They don't just, and you would not have had the week you had, I don't think, if you had a slump, because I think having a slump made you kind of relook and reevaluate and recoach and retrain and kind of get back to basics. So, and I didn't, I'm not like I didn't pre-warn you or people like, do you ever talk to people before calls? Like I talked to mine and Katrina before. No, I don't really coach people. I just say, I'm going to interview you because I want it to come from the heart. So can you tell people like I know you struggled, I don't want to go into a ton of detail, but what kind of got you over the struggle? What was it that got you through the, you know, 6 or 8 weeks where things weren't going the way you wanted them to go?
I think like 2 or 3 things. The first thing is that Chuba would say, your energy feels different. And I would say, no, I'm not, right? I'm happy. I'm going into the house happy. And he said, I need you to have enthusiasm. Like, enthusiasm is what's going to carry you and push this momentum. And I would say, Chuba, I do have enthusiasm. And I didn't realize that I really didn't. And that's one of the things, you know, that I really had to learn the hard way, unfortunately, is it's not just enthusiasm as, oh, I'm going to be really excited about this product. I've had to share it with myself of it's enthusiasm with conviction, right? I'm going in there because if this person has cancer or has heart attack, like their whole life is going to change. And I'm here to help them. And you know, there were times when I would get it in the conversation and times when I would just be like really excited about the product, or I'd be intimidated by whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. But when I, that really changed when I started to be really actually enthusiastic, like to the core, deep down enthusiastic. That's one of them.
So you remind me of a story. What's your second point? I'm writing my story down. What's your second one then? That's your first thing, enthusiasm.
With conviction. Okay. Yes. The second thing is that one of the things Tuba says, there he has some quotes that I like. One of them is, well, if we had multiple lives, then sure, we could do it the long way. But we don't. We have one life. And so if we only have one life, then I want to change my lifestyle, right? I wanted to be a teacher because I wanted to be a teacher, not for any other reason, right? But I want a lifestyle change. And I'm telling you right now that I don't have to tell you that I'm really freaking tired when I come home from teaching. You know, it's sometimes I have really, really tough days that are challenging. And Tuba says, this is something he says about his own life. If I'm going to be tired anyways from teaching and not do this other business that's going to better my life, why not do the other business? Because I'm going to be tired anyways. I hope that makes sense.
Okay. Can I put this in a blunt way that's not so nice like Tuba?
Yeah.
If it's your business, why would you get home and be lazy? He's being nice. And I understand what he's saying, but what I'm going to do is be blunt for everybody else. Basically, you come home, you're tired, you don't want to do your business, that's lazy. Why would you ever not do your own business when that's what's going to take and change your life? Because what he's saying is, from the lifestyle you now want to create, you're basically forcing yourself back into this lifestyle of just making what a teacher makes. So if you could be a little tired, wouldn't you be a little happier knowing you're going to make another $15K in your checking account in the next 2 weeks?
Right.
Because you did a little extra work. I mean, yeah, you're going to be a little tired, but let's be honest, this is your business and this is what's going to change your life. I don't know what teachers make in South Carolina. And I thought about this. So, you know, you had a couple good weeks. I mean, really, you've had a couple $20,000 weeks. So, you know, let's just say on the low end, the commissions on the low end is 30K. What does it take a teacher in South Carolina to make 30K? How long does it take a teacher to make 30K?
I want to come in and say it. Okay, a whole year. Okay, like a whole year. Sorry, Jana.
No, but this is what Tuba, I love that. And because this is the thing, it's like, I love that Tuba and Steve are changing your life and your lifestyle. And this is the problem with the insurance business. You're profitable, Jana. You're making money. It's not like you're chasing a lead bill. It's amazing to see. You know, you, and I'm not sharing what's in your checking account, but you've said what's in your checking account and how much it's grown, and you've never had this much in your checking account before. You're not, I talked to agents all last week. I interviewed 3 agents and they told me how big their credit card bills were because of the lead bills. You know, you're taking a lead and turning it into 13 applications and they don't grasp that. Like an agent would fall over. They don't understand that this is a business and you don't want to be a rat on a wheel. You want to grow a practice, no different than a doctor, dentist, a lawyer. Okay. And that's Tuba has a practice, and that's what you're building.
Can I share that I'm sure. So thankful for the business that you have created, because from the beginning, I put in my money for the whatever, all the stuff at the beginning, right? Your insurance, you know, your actual insurance, your E&O, whatever, all the stuff, B leads, blah, blah. From my first appointment, I put in an application. It went through. I made like $900 maybe. I never, ever went in the red, because I keep it separate, right? I don't use this money typically for personal use. I put it all separate. I've never been in the red, and I've paid for things. I've paid for hotels with it. We only have our boot camps. I've paid for, you know, stuff that has to do with work. I've paid for it all. I've paid for marketing. I've paid for all this stuff from it. I've never been in the red.
And I think you said you had the most in your checking account saved you've ever had. And you're talking about buying another house or rental house. Is that what I heard?
Yes. And I put away a grand each month in an IUL.
So you're extremely profitable. So here's which I'm super proud of you for that. I'm going to tell you a secret. So everybody else can take their earbuds out for a second. It's just me and you talking. Forget about everybody else. You know, you can jump off temporarily. So Janet, you realize the ability, if you wanted to have a pretty large team, that just, if you just said, man, I'm going to just talk to people I went to college with to go become teachers. And I'm going to talk to my people I know that are teachers that are young. And I showed them, I got in a Zoom call and I showed them my checking account, my business checking account, and what I do on the side and how many hours I do it and what it's done for my lifestyle and how it's changed my life. You could have dozens and dozens of teachers that you've done the same thing for them as Tuba's done for you. And they're the ones having the tough days, and you understand what they're going through better than any one of us, because you're a teacher and you have the ability to connect with people that you've known that are teachers that have probably moved or maybe stopped teaching because they had kids or got married and stuff, whatever. You have the ability to connect and offer this up and have a huge business. Because one thing you have over 99.9% of the agents that I talk to is you're extremely profitable. And I think that's, you know, we create a situation, we create something to do, but without people like you that actually follow the training and do it, we don't create winners like you. You did it because you're not lazy. You did it because you want to make a lifestyle change. You did it because you get up and you do things even when you're struggling. You didn't when you were struggling, you didn't put your head in the sand. I know you went through a few weeks where you just struggled. It's okay. We all struggle. It's what do we do during the struggle? Do we learn from it or do we continue to fail? And the passion with, you said it with enthusiasm, with conviction. I think of the Jay Young story every time I get tired too, because I know, and I just had an agent that literally yesterday looked at an AmeriCo policy. He's got an appointment today, and he is for a client that's an A-lead that they weren't feeling good, so they didn't call their A-lead right away, and somebody else sold them an AmeriCo, but they're going to go see the people. And Prosperity was 40 to 50% cheaper than what they had. But I said, don't worry about being cheaper. Get them more coverage. If that's their budget, get them more coverage. And I thought of Jay Young. Jay Young got that client, a 22-year-old kid, a check for $400K, living benefit check for $400K. Jana, and the previous policy with AmeriCo was only $180,000 for that same healthy kid. And we got him $400K, and he only made one payment on the policy. Wow. The conviction should be, we're going to put people in the absolute best position, because when they need the living benefit check, we're getting the biggest check, period, based on their health, based on their age. And that's something that you do really well. And you're the, I don't know how to even put it better. I wish that, you know, you do go full time at some point, because I really feel like your lifestyle is going to continue to get better and better as you share what we're doing, as you share with your CPA relationships you're making, your PNC relationships you're making, as you share with other teachers what you're doing, because you are making a difference. I just can't be prouder of you and Tuba and Steve for the, you know, and it's not like you're a one-trick pony. You look at, there's other people, you know, that have done some Kelly Collins, similar, reminds me of you, Kelly Collins, same kind of deal. Brandy Holt, same kind of deal. These are people that are, you know, like Zach and I know like Jillian, and you look at people like this that really like just they're expanding out, not just one trick. You're like really focusing on the 8 cylinders, and you really want to hit on all cylinders, because you know the more cylinders you hit on, the more profitable you are, you know. And I can't be proud of you. And like I said, and having Monty and Katrina be on the call last week and followed by you on the call, it fires me up. Cause you know, like I'll be honest, I get tired too. But you know, the one thing I'll tell you is that I'm not stopping. People say, why do you keep constantly looking? I'm looking for the next Jana. I'm looking for the next Mining Katrina. I'm looking for the next Jeff, who's number one this week. I'm looking for the next, you know, Bill Longus, who's been on the leaderboard a lot lately. I'm looking for the next Charles, the PNC shop, who's been on the leaderboard a few times. You know, I'm looking for the next Terrell, who's been on the leaderboard. Yeah, I think he was on this week. The next season. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not stopping until because this business is just about time management and helping people. That's it. That's not overcomplicated. So what advice can you give?
Can I jump in real quick?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then I was going to have her give advice. So go ahead. We got time. So go ahead, Tuba.
Yeah, yeah. This is Tuba. First of all, we're a little – Jana's probably a little salty that Jeff took that number one spot. So, Jeff, watch out. She's coming for you because I know she's super competitive. But good job on that. Just real quick, Mike, I just wanted to kind of mention because I think it's just really important that, like, for people to hear, you know, because I think if you don't know Jana, you know, obviously you hear she sounds, you know, happy – confident, all those different things, you know, but I think it's super important because I've been working with her for a year and a half now. You know, she's had a lot of like very consistent months, right? A lot of very, you know, some big months, right? But I think as a part-time, I mean, as a full-time school teacher, full-time business owner, you know, she's really continued to work on herself through reading books, being at the trainings, navigating through a lot of those things. But, you know, I remember a lot of times like where she's just like, I don't know if I can, you know, if this is, you know, if I can do this, right? Will I ever make a sale? I remember her just saying, I don't know if I'll ever put an app in, right? Then it turned into, will I ever do 2,000 AP a month, right? Then it turned into, can I do this consistently? But I think behind the scenes, she was always working on things, you know, like always reading the books, always tapping in. I mean, we literally talk every single day. She's either talking to me or talking to Steve, very engaged on social media, you know, Facebook, the Facebook group, you know, has. And I think that for me, it's just been cool to kind of see that growth, you know, over the last year and a half. And when I look at like when she mentioned her enthusiasm thing, what kind of happened with her was she learned, you know, we're in this firm, you know, like with Freedom Financial Solutions, we learn so much, right? There's so much good information, so many different things we can do. And Jana just started going into some of the appointments and was just very technical, right? Like she was so excited about what she was learning. She was trying to make sure her clients learned all of it too, where it kind of like subdued some of her enthusiasm about like connecting to them on a connection standpoint, right? Like bringing the pain and some of those type of things. So she just had to like learn that balance. And now you're seeing like she kind of went back to the drawing board, went back to her foundation, her basics. And now you're starting to see, you know, last month, you know, 17K, you know, good month before that, this month, I think so far like 22 or 23K. But what I'm really loving about it, Mike, is how diverse her apps are, that it wasn't all from A leads or all from B leads, but you're having now like referrals. You know, she had some referrals in there, some IULs, some mortgage protection, college savings. I think there was also like a PNC referral in there from a new PNC shop that we're working with in Savannah that came through that Steve, myself, and some of our team is working with. And that was like a 6,000 AP IUL. So it's just all the stuff you guys have been teaching, Mike, over the last several months. I mean, really probably 6 to 8 months. I think I mentioned this the other day, like that things have really turned up. And I've been really, as a, you know, been watching Monty and Katrina. Like they, to me, they've been like trend setting on a lot of things. And so a lot, like it's been kind of cool to kind of watch like some of my brokers, like, follow their footsteps with some of the diversity they've been adding to their business, some of the things they've been teaching and showing. Like, so a lot of this isn't just by coincidence, right? She's not coincidentally having some big months. I really believe, I mean, looking at the leaderboard, Mike, a year and a half ago, I mean, if you get 8,000, you're in the top five.
Yep.
Right now, 5,000, you're in the bottom, like 15 to number 10, right? Like, which is showing that like, all these things for people who actually go out there and get after it and actually like come to the trainings, get on these calls, engage with their managers or their mentors on a daily basis and actually go out there and do the activity. Like this is like what you could have, right? Like Jana is a year and a half from being a brand new broker who had zero confidence in this industry or in herself,
but is out there like literally changing people's lives and putting apps in, and really also changing her own life. But it's not like she's been doing this for 10 years, right? She's literally a year and a half and doing this in part time. So hopefully people, someone out there can hear that as encouragement, because she didn't come into this as like a guru of this stuff. So I just kind of want to mention that, Mike, because it's been really cool for me to watch. And I really believe, I've been telling some of my brokers that I think about midway through next year as a whole, like some of the leaderboard stuff is going to be, you know, 30 to 50,000 a week, right? So which means if you're somebody who's right now sitting at zero, you got to get on it, because you're going to be at that 5 to 10,000 a week just in your life if you really kind of, you know, step into some of the stuff that you guys have been going through and, you know, providing for us and giving us, you know, access and space to, you know, whether it's the CPAs, the PNCs, the A-leads, the B-leads, the talking to college, you know, parents about college stuff like Mon and Katria have been talking to us about. I mean, the list literally goes on. Like, this is literally the time for anybody who, you know, wants to do this thing to really do this thing. Or so elevate their business. And elevate their business, right? So if you're already kind of killing it, you can really elevate by stepping into some of the stuff we've been training on.
See, I took notes because one of the questions I had for Janice, how long she's had her license, you answered it a year and a half. I want people to hear it only had her license a year and a half and all the things she's doing. She's not a one-trick pony. She's firing on several cylinders. I think that's important. The other thing that you said was I took notes on trendsenders. What's funny is that you're saying that they're trendsenders, Mon and Katria. They've been honing their skills for a long time. I talk to them all the time. At least two or three times a week, and regular coaching calls. They're trying to lead from the front. But one of the things that I love about them is they never look at somebody and say, I found a guy. They always say, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, and I'm hoping people will get on my coattails, and we'll coach them and train them and get them with you to get them moving. And it's funny how I love that style, because the way they're leading. You know, it's like seeing the big apps you've written to, but seeing it, like it makes it more believable, seeing you in the field going and doing what you're doing. And this is a part-time business for you, but seeing you do the same thing. You keep a separate checking account. You're extremely profitable. You always, every time I tell you, you're like, oh, my checking account rose more. I got more in my business account than I've ever had before. We're in this business to make money. But we got to do it right. We got to actually put people in the best position possible. So I do have my last question for Jana. And the last thing I want to say too, but you're 100% right. The people who are doing the training and firing on more than one cylinder, and for new people, we call it the 8-cylinder income engine. We used to call it 8 ways to make money. And Steve came up with this idea of 8-cylinder engine, which is genius. So the 8-cylinder income engine, this is the people firing on more than one cylinder are making money, and a lot of it, because they're expanding their practice. So it's kind of like, think of it as we have a financial services practice. How many millionaires in financial services, depending on a lead alone? Probably not many. They're actually building a client base and a practice. And that's what we do. We built a client base and a practice. And Jana is doing that. She's building a client base and a practice, not just customers, but clients. And as I look at the leaderboard, Tuba, you're 100% right. There's an actual dollar division. It literally goes from 5,000 to 12,000. Like that. And the people that are doing the bigger numbers are doing annuities, they're doing IULs, they're working with business owners, they're doing all the other things that we train on. They're not just calling on a lead. And then when you get down, I've got two pages of people. So when you get down to the bottom of the second page and who reported this week, and you see the 3,000 and the $4,000 people, 3,000 here and 3,700, 3,200, 3-4 apps a week. They're all A lead and B lead people. So the people who are dependent on leads, and honestly, the mail slowed a little bit because there's less mortgages. They're in that 3,000-4,000 a week range, which is great. They can make 150K a year if they do that week in and week out. That's amazing. I'm not discounting that. But the people that are knocking out, having a $20,000 a week, a $13,000 a week, Mon and Katria several weeks with $10,000 deposits with almost no expenses. We're talking less than $200 a week in leads. They said it last week on the call, and they're depositing $10,000 week in and week out and week in. And the challenge I gave them was to really hammer the annuity side, because I think they can have $20,000 weeks. I think with their pen, I know they're gonna make $500,000 probably this year, but next year I think they can make $1 million between the fourth quarter this year and the first quarter next year with the way the market is and the client base they have and how they can self-market within their own client base. I know they can find $10 million in annuities. I know it in my heart. They can find it. They might be 50, like the guy, the truck driver that stuck his head in the meeting. I mean, just stuff like that happens to them because they're always active. So I'm getting fired up talking about it. So Jana, back to Jana, who I'm super excited about. Jana, what advice could you give new people? So if you have new people on the call that are, you know, on the call for maybe the first or second time, and they heard Monte Katrina last week, they'll hear you this week. What advice can you give them to get off to a faster start than you? Because you got off to a fast start, but how can they do better than you?
I would say, well, first thing, and this is what I talk about this a lot, but the first thing I would say is I'm a feelings person. If you are feeling it, whatever feeling you're feeling, I've also felt it, which means that Tuba's also had to coach through it, and Steve, and you. The biggest advice that I've had to learn, and I still work at it every day, is that you can feel whatever you're going to feel, because you're going to feel a lot, right? Especially if this is brand new to you. It was brand new to me. Is you have to keep working through the feeling, right? Like, you don't have to try to change it. You don't have to not feel it. You don't have to do whatever, but you have to still do the actions regardless of what you're feeling. And obviously that came from Tuba. The other thing is I had to learn, like, as I've grown my business, I've had to learn some patterns. And so one of the things that Tuba and I have identified is my slumps come from transitions in my life. So a trip, starting school, stopping school, getting sick. So when I know that something like that is happening, one of those things is happening, then I know that I'm going to have to, I can't take that extra break or try to slowly get back into it. I really have to dive in. And make sure that I'm pushing really, really hard. And then if you are in a slump, I had to ask myself, am I being right? Because I still did activity, right? It's not that I stopped doing activity, but I had to ask myself, am I doing activity just to do activity, or am I doing activity with a purpose? Because when you do activity for a purpose, I know that sometimes if there's zero momentum happening, that it might take 6 weeks for what I'm putting in now to come out on the other end. And that's okay, but I have to still work really hard at it for 6 weeks. And then I'm going to be back and momentum's going to be full blown. Everything's going to be, you know, sunshine and roses again. But I don't know. The last thing I would say, that this is something new that I've learned, is that Tuba and I call it pushing energy. So when I call Tuba knows I'm tired from teaching, right? Like, when I talk to my best friend or when I talk to my coworkers, they know I'm tired. They know what I have going on in my life. And so there's no need for that to be come through in my voice or for me to even state it. So one of the things that has drastically improved my mood within the last few weeks is that when I talk to somebody, I push energy, because that in turn, when I become happy to talk to them, and even if I'm tired, even if I've had a rough day, when I push energy in that way, then it comes back to me to be happier. I don't know if that makes sense, but
it makes sense. It totally makes sense. So let me see if I can translate it. By you being happy and starting and just being in the moment, forgetting about the tiredness for a second, and having that energy come through actually makes you happy. It actually makes you more positive, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Did I nail it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I picture you doing is, you know that song Happy? What's that guy for what's that at singer that sings the song Happy? You know the song I'm talking about?
Yes.
So I could see you playing that song in your head right before you start talking to people. But in all seriousness, that's why I tell people, don't watch the news. You can't change it. If you want to watch something, watch the financial, watch CNBC. There's no reason to watch the nightly news. There's no reason to listen to the news and the radio. There's nothing on that news show that you personally can change. If it's an emergency, your phone will come up that there's an emergency from the local people. They text it out to everybody so you can get the news at that point. Or if there's a storm coming, watch the weather channel. But there's no reason to watch the news other than to rain on your own parade. Nothing good, nothing. Control what you can control. So my advice on people on is do exactly what he's telling you, but also don't worry about stuff you can't control. If you can't control it, it's out of your control. Why spend the time and energy and effort to try to make a change? Because you can't, if you can't. So, and I love that. I think you are one of the most coachable, trainable people I've ever met. I think that you have an incredible thought process and your goals, what you want. And you, and it's funny how you say, you love teaching, you wanted to do it, you didn't do it for the money, which is great. But you have an understanding that that's not going to get you your financial freedom. And the fact that you're able to do this business, doing an IUL on yourself for $1,000, qualify for mortgages, think about getting a rental home, save the money you save, and starting to see that financial lifestyle change, and it's changing for you. I can't be prouder of you and Steve and Tuba, because, you know, I think that when you call, everybody picks up because you're always in a good mood, whether you are or not. You always are happy to talk to somebody. It's funny, when I talk to you, I always try to grab your call. When you text me, I always try to call you back right away. Because you want to know why? Because your energy is infectious in a good way. Just remember that what you give to back to Steve, me, and Tuba, you give us back energy. You give us back belief that if we help someone, that they're gonna make it. That if we spend all this time and energy, because to be honest with you, we spend time and energy with a lot of people, but they're not always as successful as you and Monty, Katrina, and all the other people that we hear about on all the calls. I don't want to leave people out and start naming, but all these people. But there are a lot of people that we call that just don't do and don't follow through. They say the right words, but they don't do the activity. And it's just, you can't not do for someone like you because someone else didn't. So that's my coaching for everybody on the call. If you have a team, don't let one person affect another person on your team, because you don't know who the next Janet is. You don't know who the next Monty and Katrina is. You just don't know. And a lot of people's past and what they've learned is because a lot of people come from tough companies where they're not treated like we treat you guys. You can't let that affect how you train them. You just have to accept them. And I always joke it's the cheating girlfriend system syndrome in that point, is that we have to just put our best foot forward all the time, be the best we can be, and be as honest as we possibly can, and let the chips fall where they may. And I do believe the reason why agents stay here for 10 plus, 15 plus years with Freedom and with Brooks is because we do really try to put their best foot forward. Now, we're not the answer for everybody, but we really care about our agents, and we really care about people like you, Jana. And we're going to care about people even when they don't care about themselves, because we want them to have success. And sometimes it takes people longer than others to get where you are. But Jana, I can't thank you enough for how you give back to us and the energy you give us, and the smile you put on my face when I hear you talk. So, and I'm
sure, Mike,
it's the same for Tuba. Yes, and Steve. Yep.
Hey, just real quick, I just wanted to have a question real quick because it's relevant to this week. And I know we're running short on time, but we have a boot camp coming up in Statesboro. We have one coming up in Ohio. And what's her encouragement for boot camps for people that are kind of on the fence about coming to boot camp, or it's too far, or thinking they've already heard, you know, what are they going over this time? It's, you know, beginners or all the things, right? But Jana just made an effort to be at everyone no matter what. And I just didn't know if you had time for her to just say how big of an impact that had on her.
It changes your life when you go. I mean, it's not just, right, this is something that I've said before privately, is y'all are not just changing our business, you're changing our life, you're changing our outcome, you're changing my relationships with my friends, with my coworkers. And so boot camp is a way for it to be a concentrated amount of information that you start to digest that day, but it sometimes the things hit you a week later, 2 weeks later, a month later, because you're taking notes and it's being put in your brain. But it every time I go, it drastically changes my business.
And for you, Jana, to get out of the sphere of teachers or people that think like teachers or people that think like, oh, what are you doing? You know, you're like, well, I'm separating myself from the pack of people that I'm around, been around. Not that that's a wrong or bad thing, but it puts you in an environment with like-minded people and you may get something, and this is what you told me and too, but I mean, you may get something from who's speaking, but also being around these like-minded people and the relationships that you've developed when you're sitting next to somebody having lunch or having, I mean, just a lot of nuggets that may come out of the most unlikely places in the relationships and being around like-minded people. So I just wanted to throw that out there, Mike, because it's just an important week whenever we have, you know, not only one, but two boot camps. There's two opportunities to come get plugged in. And I just know right off the get-go, Jana, from the very first one when you got signed up, you've made an effort to be at every single one of them. Use your sick days from school and all the things and, you know, vacation days or whatever. But I just wanted to bring that up, Mike. Thank you.
Jana, and I agree with Steve on that. I think that's made a huge difference in your business by you doing that, by actually you being there, being present. And it's because it's your business. I think people think, oh, I've been doing a lot of them, but you just don't know. Like the one we did in Atlanta, that where mine and Katrina brought all the stuff they're doing and all the material they're showing and all the stuff they've recently built that was never really shown before. And then they shared it with everybody in the room and explained how they used it. That, I think, was a game changer for a lot of people. And if they weren't in the room, they missed it. And then you just don't know. Like we had a meeting in Charlotte and, you know, and you had people share, and you had actually, I didn't expect Biff to go into detail of how that index works exactly and how it performs. And it's just understanding those little things that motivate you as well. And I think the belief level gets raised when you're there, and I think it energizes you. And then you're not, otherwise you're putting yourself on an island and you're almost disconnecting. And I think that we're a team and we want to help everybody out. And I do think the squeaky wheel gets oil. And Jana, like I said, I can't be more prouder for you and your week and what you've done. And I'm looking forward to being in Ohio this week. And I know Steve's going to be looking forward to having everybody in Statesboro this week. And guys, get there, be present, be part of it. The numbers don't lie. The people who go tend to have, you know, tend to have more numbers than the people that don't go. It's just the bottom line. There's the numbers are the numbers. And if you, like what Tuba said, you can see the separation in the numbers. There's no accident. So I appreciate y'all for being on the call. Everybody have a great week. Jana, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.